Well, as I said at the beginning of the program, we have a very special guest with us tonight. Sawyer Fredericks is here with us. And Sawyer, you came in this afternoon from a farm out in Fulton County?
Town of Glen.
Town of Glen. And you are somebody who has made a big splash over the past few years, and you're only 19 years old?
I'm actually 18
years
old.
You're 18 years old. And you've been writing a lot of original songs, but you started doing open mics at places like Cafe Lena,
yeah,
and singing on the streets and farmers markets and things like that.
Exactly.
And that brought you to Hollywood, to the place called The Voice, and you won it.
Yeah.
And you won it by singing a song called Man of Constant Sorrow, is that correct?
Some would say, yeah.
Some would say, and that's kind of a traditional song, so you kind of got your made your mark with singing a traditional song.
Yeah.
And but you're writing your own things now. And I saw you at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, where you were in a bunch of workshops, and then you did the main stage. So now you're kind of branching out into the folk world a little bit. Sort of.
I think my music is definitely, at least my original music, is definitely folk,
yeah,
oriented.
And you're writing, everything you're recording is stuff that you're writing.
Yeah.
It's hard to see you through this little...
Yeah, I know. It's all right. So we can't make eye contact,
I know,
but that's okay.
But it's, you know, it's radio. And so where do you get your ideas for your songs?
It's a lot of, I would say, my songwriting process. Like, I mean, always starts off with my guitar, but finding the lyrics, it's more of just like a feeling that I get, and then I kind of exaggerate that feeling and use like imagination to kind of think of a scenario and a story to go around it. And once you have like the story figured out, you kind of put yourself into the story and see what kind of emotions this person would be feeling, and then you just kind of like figure out how you want to tell it.
So can you give us an example?
I could play a song called Hide Your Ghost.
That's the name of your new CD?
Yeah, this is the title track.
Okay.
Life is full of monsters, the storm and the tide has brought out the others, and it's silent, but war is calling, sing of love and peace, but don't ignore this. Lie, little girl, hide your ghost. Lie, little girl, hide your hope. Lie, little girl, hide your ghost. Lie, little girl, hide your hope. Isolated and invaded by the wolves you would not play with. All is stated, all is made to be witnessed. And the tyrant has your life spent on the lies he feeds his kind with. And we all will suffer and all will die for the other. Yes, we all will suffer and all will die for the other. So
light, little girl, hide your ghost. Light, little girl, hide your hope. Lie, little girl, hide your ghost. Lie, little girl, hide your hope.
Not exactly a hopeful song. And I'm listening to the lyrics and thinking about what's happening in places like Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, the American Virgin Islands, about, you know, hiding your hope. I hope that's not exactly the way people are feeling, but it's kind of insightful about what's going on in the world. I hope you don't feel that way about the world. You feel that way about the world?
It's definitely inspired by like current events, but
that's what I thought. Do you do a lot of reading?
Actually, no.
You don't?
No, not at all.
You don't read short stories and things like that?
No, I've only read like one book.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're still coming up with these kinds of lyrics. That's pretty incredible to me.
Thank you.
So I think you need to do some reading, too, though. I don't know. When you go on the road, you need to do some reading. So if you were to describe to somebody how you get the inspiration for a song like that that doesn't really have that kind of hopeful ending, how would you tell somebody where that came from? It just mm-hmm. doesn't. I just don't know where something like that would come from.
It's actually like very hard for me to write like happy songs for some reason. I don't really understand why. I just don't connect with them as much. And I think because I'm pretty like joyful like all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you seem like a pretty happy person to me.
I think my music is kind of where like all this sadness and emotion goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's kind of why people that are feeling these emotions and sadness connect with it so much.
Oh, okay. All right. So you got another one for us?
I do. This one
is this also from the new CD?
Also from the new CD. And it's a song that I actually wrote because it was a song that was put on my last album called Bittersweet. And it was a song that I didn't write. And it was kind of a song that they put on the album because they wanted something more like pop-oriented and to get a bigger fan base. So basically, I wrote this song in response to that because I was saying that I could write a song that is still oriented to get a bigger fan base, but also still staying true to my music.
Okay, so before you sing that song, who is they? Who is they that wanted that song that you didn't write on your previous album? Who is they?
I would say Republic Records.
Okay. So the people who were producing your last record,
yeah.
they were kind of, they were controlling the strings more.
Yeah.
And this new CD that you're doing now, you're finishing up right now, you are the producer.
Yeah, and there are no strings.
And there are no strings. Okay, so now you can sing the song. And what is it called?
Should Have Known Better.
It hurts to see you down. I ain't seen you smile in a while. I know that you never could leave me, but I know you ain't happy. And My heart is beating loud and love's on them. Nothing is ever gonna change how I feel. Now I know that you don't love me, never will. Now I know I shouldn't be sorry, but I am. No, I should have known better not to want. I should have known better not to love. Cause you'd have done better than me. I should have known better not. Walk in the room with tears in your eyes, saying, darling, I'm tired of these lies. And you crash at my feet, and the walls seem to shake. And I see the pain I've caused you when you tell me these things I already knew. I should have known better not to warrant. But my heart is beating loud and love's only you. And nothing is ever gonna change how I feel. I know that you don't love me, you never will. I know I shouldn't be sorry, but I am. So I should have known better not to want. I should have known better not. Love. Cause you'd have done better than me. I should have known better not to say.
That song sounds like it was written by somebody who's a lot older than you, that has had a lot of broken-hearted times in their life, and you're only 18 years old. How does that happen? But you also have a very large fan base, so
I do.
I don't know why the powers that were thought that you needed somebody else's song to give you a larger fan base. That doesn't make sense to me.
What I think it was more of just it was after The Voice, so
okay.
No one knows my original stuff
okay.
at that point because I was playing all covers. So I don't think they realized that I could write. I think they were just going through like the motions of like, all right, let's get this person with all these artists and producers and get him some good songs so he can sing them.
Okay.
And I don't think they realized that I had my own original work and that is more of like my purpose to like put out my own like music.
Right. And you've been writing your own songs for how long?
I started writing basically after I learned my first few chords, which I was 11 years old.
11 years old. Okay. We don't want to talk about how long somebody over here behind this other microphone has been playing the guitar. And so when you decided that this next CD that you're working, that you've been working on, that you were going to do it on your own, did mm-hmm. you consult with, I know you worked with Pharrell Williams for a while. Mm-hmm. Did you talk to him about the fact that you were going to do this on your own, or did you just go on your own?
I just went on my own. It was like doing this independently and like producing the album, like I'm something that I'm very proud of about this next album is that it's all written and produced by me.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like this is going to be the first album that I put out that is like truly showing who I am as an artist. Because, I mean, like, as I said, people watching, like, when I was on The Voice, I was playing covers, and the album that I put out after that, I don't feel, like, completely spoke true to my music.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the songs did, but... And I think this will really, like...
Showcase what you have inside of you.
Exactly.
And when you did do... covers of other people's music, though, you put your own spin on that.
I did.
And so I think that's one of the reasons that people liked what you did, because you made those songs more or less your own.
You don't want to just sound like the person singing.
Well, you know, you just never know. You don't know what people are going to, what people want to hear. So you have a very large fan base.
I do.
You've got a big tour coming up. I think the first, I looked on the itinerary, and I think the next place you go is going to be Indianapolis.
I believe so.
I mean, there's a whole long group of places you're going to. You're going to Kentucky and Texas and mm-hmm. kind of all over the world and all over the U.S. And it seems to me that you've got fans, and no matter where you go, they're there for you. And so, and I know that you did shows at Cafe Lena that sold out for three days of a weekend.
Yeah, 3 days in a row, and all sold out shows.
All sold out shows, and that was a place where you got a good start up there. That was a place that where you learned how to kind of handle an audience and everything. And I've seen you a couple of times, not just at Falcon Ridge, but a couple of other times, and you seem to have a lot of fun when you play, too. And you play with, who are the other band members that you have?
All right, so it's Art Fredericks, who's my bassist, my cousin,
uh-huh.
and Chris Thomas, the drummer,
mm-hmm.
and Jerome Guzman is the guitarist.
Oh, okay. So that's when when you have a full band, but right now you're doing some solo work here with us.
Yeah, solo stuff.
So how about doing the traditional song that you played at Falcon Ridge?
Yeah.
Can you do that one?
Let me put the capo where it
needs to be. I think most of the people who listen to this show will recognize this song. It's been around a little while. And I don't remember the name of the workshop that you were in that you did this song in, but it fit right in with what everybody else was doing. So what is this song?
House of the Rising Sun. A house in New Orleans, they call the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy, and God, I know I'm one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. My father was a gambling man down in New Orleans.
now the only thing a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time he's satisfied is where he's on. Mother, tell your children not to do what I have done. To spend your life in sin and misery. Oh, it's down in the house of the rising sun. I've got 1 foot on the platform, the other on the train. I'm going back to New Orleans to wear my ball and chain. There is a house in New Orleans they call the rising sun, and it's been ruined for many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
I use a line that's in that song a lot of times when I tell people I've got 1 foot on the platform and one on the train, because sometimes you just don't know which direction you're going to go to.
It's a great line.
It is a great line, isn't it? It really does describe sometimes when you don't know what's happening. And so are there other traditions? I'm not going to ask you to sing any, but are there other traditional songs that you really like that you recall from when you were first doing this?
Man
of Constant Sorrow, obviously.
But I mean, I've been playing a lot of like Creedence songs for a long time.
Yeah.
And not much else besides that.
Yeah, no, because you're writing your own material, and you really need to develop. You need to develop that.
Yeah, one of my favorite artists that I like learned a lot of covers from was Ray LaMontagne.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that name for a while. Now, did you come from a musical family? Were a lot of people
Actually,
doing music in your family?
In my immediate family, not very musical. No.
And so you're starting a trend here, right?
Exactly.
And I wanted to ask you also, before I have you sing another one of your originals, you use the heel of your hand to give yourself some percussion when you're playing on some of your songs.
Yeah.
When did you start that?
I actually don't remember when I started doing that. It kind of just started happening. I think it was around when I was 12 years old.
And so it just started happening organically. You don't remember how it happened. You didn't have somebody there to play the drums, so you decided to play it for yourself, right?
Exactly.
Right. Well, we have time for a few more songs here. What would you like to play now?
Let me think. All right. So this song's a little more heavy. It's called Gasoline.
Wait a second. More heavy than Hydra Ghost?
Okay, so not heavy as like emotional lyrics. Okay. Heavy as in anger.
Okay. All right.
And your shadow dances on the wall. And I finally got you where I want you. No, I really thought you weren't the one. But it seems you always loved another. But I will not stand by as you leave me. No, I could not allow this to be. Don't scream, my body's gasoline. Won't buy no fools who use me. I consume all I love. I ain't no toy. My dreams, you cannot let them be. You stoke flames but could not see what I truly was. And I ain't no toy. And your shadow dances on the wall as my ruby claws kiss your knees. No, I really thought you were the one. But you gave me what I need. Don't scream, my body's gasoline. Won't buy no fools who use me. I consume all I love. No, I ain't no toy. My dreams, you cannot let them be. You stoked flames but could not see what I truly was. And I ain't no toy. I ain't no toy. No, I ain't no toy. No, I ain't no toy. No, I ain't no toy.
I see what you mean about the anger. Yeah. So.
It's hard to miss.
It's hard. Yeah, it's kind of hard to miss. Yeah, yeah. And it's, I wrote down a few of the lyrics here. So, yeah, it's very hard to miss. I'm just kind of mystified that you don't do a lot of reading and you're coming up with these lyrics. It really boggles my mind because it seems to me that somebody who's coming up with these lyrics would have to be somebody who reads a lot, and you don't read. That just totally blows my mind.
When I was growing up, I would like watch movies a lot, but that's not...
It's not the same as reading.
No.
And to come up with these kinds of emotions without doing a lot of reading of poetry and short stories and novels, it just is amazing to me. Just amazes me. We're talking to Sawyer Fredericks tonight here on the Hudson River Sampler. My name is Wanda Fisher, and we do this every Saturday night. We've done it for the past 35-plus years, longer than Sawyer's been on the earth. So what other songs have you got for us? We have time for two more.
All right.
Okay.
Let me think. Okay, so this one is another new one.
Is this on the new album, or is this something that you've just written in terms of new?
Can't tell.
Can't tell. Okay.
All right, so this is called Turning the Shoulder.
Turning the Shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
Crying on my Saturday, 'cause my back is up against the wall. Guess it's one of my better days. No, at least I did not hit the floor. When I looked away, he was turning the shoulder. My mother's saying, just remember what he told you, fight your wars. He will not fight yours. No, she said, oh, your daddy is a great man, but he would not fight for you. Oh, his battles are the ones he can win, not the ones he wants to. Pull me out into the crowd, 'cause you think I should be more like them. I don't wanna let you down, no, but I don't think that you quite understand. I looked away, turning the shoulder, and my mother's ashamed of the life I have chosen. I fight my wars that they won't fight for, she said. Oh, our family has a great name, but it will not stay with you. When I looked away, turning the shoulder, my mother's saying, just remember what he told you, fight your wars. He will not fight yours. And she said, oh, your daddy is a great man, but he would not fight for you.
Well, I could spend the whole night analyzing that song. some of the lines that really struck out for me was, your family has a great name, but it will not stay with you. Where did that one come from? And then I like the part about you need to fight your wars. Your daddy will not fight your wars, and he will only fight the battles that he can win.
Yeah.
another concept that I'd love to don't ever go to see a psychiatrist. They'll have a hard time with that. Yeah, this is a pretty interesting song there. And it's called Turning the Shoulder?
Turning the Shoulder, yeah.
Okay. Sawyer Fredericks is with us tonight, and we haven't been having a really good time listening to his music. And do you have one to end with for tonight, Sawyer? You know, I don't even dare to ask you to play a happy song.
So I was actually going to play one that's, you know, more happy than
more,
those ones.
Okay.
It has happiness in it.
Okay, and what's this one called?
It's called How Beautiful.
How Beautiful. Okay, because I have to keep track of these things for the old playlist thing. Okay, How Beautiful, Sawyer Fredericks.
My eyes open, find you standing right here in front of me. And how beautiful you are, with your eyes so familiar, is how beautiful you are. And I don't know, but I've loved you. I know I've loved you before. So don't ask me why I'm here. I don't know. I was lost, and I think I'm home. And this pain in my heart, 'cause you've hurt me, not known. I've hurt you too, but don't ask me to leave, 'cause you're afraid of what it was, or what might be. 'Cause my eyes have opened, find you standing right here in front of me. And I love you. I've known it too. You've been out of sight, but now I've found you. And how beautiful you are, with your eyes so familiar. How beautiful you are, and I don't know, but I've loved you before. And this pain in my heart, 'cause you've hurt me, and I know I've hurt you too, but don't ask me to leave, 'cause you're afraid of what it was, or what might be. My eyes have opened. And how beautiful you are.
Well, that was really, really nice, Sawyer. Thank you so much for coming down and joining us tonight,
oh,
Sawyer Fredericks.
I'm so happy to be here.
And I hope that we get to see you again soon.
Hopefully.
It's great to see you playing acoustic guitar, too, and getting to hear your finger picking and your little drum, your drum with your hand.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Because sometimes I can't see that when you're on the stage, you know. I can hear it, but you can't see it.